A Fishy Story, a True Story by Grandpa. One time, Grandpa went camping in the mountains. He didn't camp in a tent with a sleeping bag, but instead stayed in a nice, cozy little cabin with a fireplace beside a mountain stream. It wasn't a big stream, and it wasn't a little stream. It was just a nice, medium-sized stream with lots of big rocks in it, with water swirling all around them. Grandpa stood on the bank, looked at the stream, and thought to himself, "I bet there's a nice trout behind every rock. This evening, I'm going fishing." After dinner that evening, Grandpa got out his fishing pole and fishing gear and went down by the stream. He selected just the right size hook and baited it with an egg and a worm. Then he cast the bait upstream and let it float down around the rocks. When it went around the second rock, he felt a nibble and jerked up on the rod. Sure enough, he had a fish on. The fish fought for a while, and then Grandpa reeled him in. When Grandpa saw the fish, he was disappointed. It was just a little trout, not even big enough to keep. So he unhooked it and let it go. Grandpa kept fishing the stream and kept catching little trout and turning them loose. Then Grandpa thought to himself, "The sun is going down, and I'm only catching little fish. I think I'll go downstream and find a nice big fishing hole." So he gathered up all his gear and walked down the trail beside the stream till he came to a nice big pool. The pool was pretty deep, with nice clear greenish water. It had logs and sticks along both banks. Grandpa thought to himself, "I bet there's some big trout under these logs." He baited up his hook again and cast it over to the other bank near the logs and let it sink. Right away he felt a nibble and jerked up on the rod and reeled in. He had caught another little fish. He cast in again and again caught a little fish. Grandpa thought to himself, "If I want to catch a big fish, I'd better use a bigger hook and bigger bait." So he put a bigger hook on the line. Then he walked back up the trail to where he had seen some grasshoppers. He looked around until he found a nice big juicy grasshopper about the size of your thumb and caught it. He went back down to the pool and put the juicy grasshopper on the big hook. He then made a long cast over by one of the big logs in the water, and let it slowly sink down. The little trout tried to bite the bait, but it was too big for their little mouths, so they swam away. The bait kept sinking and sinking down to the bottom of the pool. All of a sudden, Grandpa saw a big shadow move from under the sunken log. Wham! Grandpa's pole bent over double and started jerking like crazy. He had hooked into a very large fish. Grandpa tried to reel in the fish, but the fish was so big that he swam downstream, and Grandpa couldn't stop him. Suddenly, the fish turned and swam upstream with Grandpa fighting him every inch of the way. Grandpa got so excited that he stepped on a slippery rock and almost fell in the water. Back and forth the big fish swam, jerking the line and pole and jumping out of the water. When Grandpa first saw him, he thought that it was one of the biggest trout he had ever caught. It was about as long as from your fingertips to your elbow. After a while, the fish got tired, and Grandpa started reeling him in. Grandpa thought to himself, "Oh boy, trout for breakfast tomorrow morning." Then, as Grandpa was raising the big fish over a log to the bank, the fish started flapping and jumping around like fish out of water do, and flipped himself right off the hook. Kerplunk! Back into the water it fell, and quickly swam under the big log on the other side of the pool, where he had come from. Grandpa sat down on a log nearby and just looked over to where the fish had gone. He thought to himself, "Big fish, I fooled you once, but I'll never be able to fool you twice." Then Grandpa put a middle-sized hook on the line and went upstream and caught some nice trout for breakfast. He felt bad that he had lost the big fish, but he was satisfied that he had outsmarted the biggest trout he had ever seen. Isn't fishing fun? The End.